the yard and keep your clothes on. I've had more than my fill of whiskey and women and good-hearted villains, but there's a wickedness in me still. Keep that gun locked away, boy. Well, you know you're an angry young man.
I want to look at one of the people they're saying they're going to execute in Iran. Trump's saying if it happens, he's going to attack. May have already happened. Let's play this special report. Then Trump's going live in a moment. We'll get to all that. Got a bunch of other key news items I've not hit. So it's going to be a jam-packed fourth hour. Please stay with us. I haven't plugged products in 2 hours. TheAlexShowStore.com. 40% off today. Extended ends tonight. You can get 50X entry to win the Raptor, all that. It's ending in a couple days. TheAlexShowStore.com. Here is that breakdown.
This is what Islamic Republic wants me to be. This is what Taliban and ISIS wants us to be. And this is my true self.
But we just showed the footage. I didn't
trigger. In Iran, I was told if I take off my hijab, I will be hanged with my hair by God.
26-year-old Irfan Soltani is staring down the barrel of Iran's brutal hanging machine scheduled for January 14th, 2026 in what appears to be the regime's first public execution tied to the raging anti-Khomeini uprising that's been torching the streets since late December.
President Trump, please help.
I have to emphasize that among Iranian people, Trump is the most popular person right now. He has so much popularity because of the steps that he took toward preventing the growth of terrorism in the Middle East. They respect him. The internet blackout in Iran continues, making it difficult for people to get new information, although international calls were briefly going through overnight.
Soltani was arrested on January 8th. During the protests, and was slammed with a death penalty charge of waging war against God, the charge that the Islamic Republic loves to slap on anyone daring to demand freedom.
He was charged as a ringleader and has been sentenced to death. His death sentence is on Wednesday, the 14th of January, and he's scheduled to be executed by public hanging. Yes, he is going to be hanged from a crane for protesting against the regime. Believe it or not, there is something that you can do to stop it. This is not a new or experimental tactic. This is a tried and true tactic known to the Iranian diaspora, which we've been doing for many, many years and has almost always worked. The way to save his life is to make him famous.
No lawyer, no real trial, no appeal, just a lightning-fast kangaroo court verdict. His family was granted a pathetic 10-minute final farewell visit, and now the noose awaits as the first warning shot to terrorize the masses into silence amid a total communications blackout and reports of as many as 12,000 killed and roughly 20,000 arrested, according to the Human Rights Activist News Agency.
12,000 Iranians were just murdered by the Islamic regime in the past 72 hours. 12,000. That's more than twice the amount of American soldiers killed in the entire Iraq war. If that's not alarming to you, then I don't know what is. And this is what's getting them killed, simply supporting a man who wants nothing but secular democracy for Iran, otherwise known as freedom of speech, a right all humans should be naturally entitled to. These courageous individuals are willingly walking out, staring down evil directly in the face while stepping into pools of blood of their fallen brothers and sisters, and yet still refusing to stand down.
This sounds like the babies in the incubator thing to me.
This isn't some fleeting spark over bread.
It is a big demonstration. They are killing people, though.
Finally detonating after
years of economic collapse. We're showing both sides are full of BS.
The real in free fall thanks to sanctions.
Yeah, if you want, we're just BS, folks. You don't get it here. We give you a whole analysis.
War with Israel last summer that left the nuclear program in ruins and the treasury bleeding dry. But here's the real horror show.
Yeah, that's not fake. That's real.
Guns are mowing down unarmed civilians with live ammo. Bodies are stacking up in morgues and hospitals under a total internet blackout designed to hide the slaughter. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Wow, what a fiasco. We should be involved.
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in April, just about a month and a half. 2 months from now, I would have been on air 32 years. So, I've always respected humanity. I've always kind of projected my own intelligence onto people and quite frankly thought they were smarter than I was. And I didn't really figure this out until I was about 20. Because I just kept talking to people like they knew what I knew. And I started getting more and more scared. I was like, wait, you don't know this? You don't know any of this. In fact, you think I'm trying to impress you, but I'm trying to give you knowledge. Like, they thought it was weird I was trying to help them. Because I'm an opposite of a Satanist who just wants to keep people in the dark, hurt them, dominate them, because I'm the best and I deserve to rule everybody. No, I'm so good, I want to build you up. And I'm not some savior either. I thought you were my savior. Because together, we're all supposed to save each other. And, you know, I do see now the potential of people coming out. So much beautiful stuff being said and done. All these beautiful black people, all these beautiful brown people, all these beautiful white people. But there's a particular demonization of white people to get us to hate ourselves. So we'll bow to the globalists and then they win. There's only a few Western countries that even have the ideas and the systems that the world could adopt and we would save humanity. That's why they got to take it down. So I don't agree with people that get all into the race stuff and say all this flashy stuff, but I don't agree with them doing it from the perspective of hurting somebody's feelings. But a couple years ago, it snapped for me, and I went, wait a minute. There is young white people being told they're the devil, they're scum, they're Catholic, they're Christian, they're evil, they're trash. Of course, they're going to say, F all of you, I'm proud of myself. And that's the first stage of getting out from under the mind control. Like, I never got mad at the Nation of Islam. You know, early on, they're like, white people are the devil, and blah, 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 and we got to own our own banks and stores and hotels, and we got to not work with them at all, and you're great, and blah, 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 and they're bad. But it was that idea of standing up for yourself that out of that came a bunch of positive things. And the Nation of Islam reformed itself and moved away from that. I mean, I'm just saying, when you're being told you're the devil, you're being told you're scum, you're being told you're trash, you're being told you're, you know, at a certain point, you got to say, no, I'm not. And so white people have basically gotten to the point where black people were 80 years ago. The average white person, I can assure you, ain't running around talking crap about black people. In fact, most of them hate themselves and just want to grovel and bow down to black people. And most black people just go, you're a weirdo. Get out, you know, get out of my way. I'm just going to go over here and do some business. The point is, you have the globalists trying to manipulate us from the top, and they're the real enemy. But that said, I can't see the people of Iran, who definitely don't want the mullahs in, my God, and say I don't support them. But I don't then support whoever the CIA or Mossad wants to put in. See, it's just like I support the people, but I feel bad about the whole thing because I think it's going to end up worse. Because that's the way it usually works. And that's a real historical view on it. It's not like taking both sides or sitting in the middle of the road. It's not. It's the opposite of that. So my ultimate goal has always been explain how things work, which we're really good at, and we're very accurate compared to most people. We're not perfect. Boy, stuff's complex and changing, but, I mean, I know how stuff works. I have massive general knowledge, and I can integrate it all together. And I really don't want the planet to blow itself up. I know if we don't try to empower everybody, we're going to lose the planet. It's a real selfishness, a real greediness is the way I'm like this. I always tell folks here from Zapata, the great Mexican philosopher, it's better to down your feet than live on your knees. But I disagree with him. You study history, you live on your feet, you die on your knees. Seriously. It's a God property or focus, it'll come after you. Or do you go after who's weak? Yeah, you die on your knees, you live on your feet. Sure, it sounds romantic. Oh, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Well, sure, I'll die on my feet if I need to, because I ain't getting on my knees. You don't have integrity. You are integrity. You're not willing to die. You're already dead. Because you're so alive. If you're totally alive, you're already dead. I'm alive and I'm dead. I'm so alive, I don't fear death in the prosecution of evil. It has zero effect on my psyche, being put in prison, being killed, being tortured, nothing. I know I'm on the right mission. I'm beyond their grasp. Instead, I'm pissing myself all day that I don't have more energy, more will to fight them. Oh, I got a taskmaster. That's my own conscience. My slave master is my own conscience. And it's got a whip beating me on the ass every day. Saying, you see what you just did right there? You pulled back. Did you even know you did that? You see what you just did right there? You were lazy and didn't read all the articles. You went off half-cocked on some. But being willing to critique yourself is the beginning of wisdom. And not being able to be critiqued by somebody is pathetic. But that said, with the left, with fake critiques all day, that we're all Nazis and we want to hurt everybody and we're doing, when you know you're dealing with a bunch of liars, just stop listening to a word they say. And that's all I'm asking you to do, folks. Because I'm not asking you to go with me. I'm not asking you to join my club. I'm not saying follow what I wrote down, because I'm not even writing stuff down. I'm just saying, hey, you see this? You see that? You see what I see, right? Okay, you see it. Now, can you go tell somebody else how to see it? It's like They Live with Roddy Piper. His buddy comes and gives him his money because he was nice enough when he got fired off a job to bring him some money. And he said, listen, here's all I can get you. He said, I want you to put these sunglasses on. He goes, listen, you crazy white son of a bitch. Like, pull up the fight scene. I love it. He goes, I came to help you. I'm not going to do this. He said, no, you're going to put these glasses on. He said, listen, you're crazy. He said, I know it sounds crazy, and I don't want to fight you. Just put them on. And they go through this big, giant fight and almost kill each other. And then he finally puts the glasses on. He goes, oh, my God, I wish I could. I wish I'd have known. He's like, yeah, I know. I just put these glasses on by accident. Found a box up on the street. And that's the equivalent of my life. I didn't have to get in some fight, you know, drug out to be made to wear the glasses. I was just a little kid. And there was a trash can. And there was a box of glasses. And I put them on. I got the Roddy Piper route. Nobody had to beat my ass, put them on. I just put them on. Because there was a box of them sitting right there. Because a few people in my family were awake and had been involved with the government and everything and knew what was going on. And every time I tell that story, they go, oh, look, you're with the government. No, I've told the story. You got it from me. No, they were saying the government's bad because they'd been in it. Anybody that takes that true story and twists it is a devil. What I said 30 years ago is the same thing. It's the truth. But that was just a launch pad. To grow up hearing about the world government plan for cashless society, destroy the family, cut off the resources, steal the water, dumb down the kids. That was 45, 50 years ago. Now we're living it. You can go back to stuff I said 30 years ago. It all came true. You've heard what I said is coming in the next 20, Do you want to see that come true? Because it will. You ask how much these people will take from you. They'll take everything. Because they're evil. It's their nature. They can't help it. You want to go home and grill hamburgers or pork chops? It never gets old. I believe it doesn't for me. You want to just sit around and play Jenga and watch a TV show? Never gets old because you're normal. These people love blowing stuff up. They love killing kids. They love lying. They love stealing. They love doing evil stuff because they're devil worshipers. They're not satisfied because they don't have God, folks. See, we're satisfied. Because God's plan's right there. Men, women, children, a family, a dog, a cat, loving God, going to church, working hard, being a good person. To the globalists, that's a joke. They don't like the order. They don't like the normalcy. They want to overturn it. They want to be God. But the only way to be God is to go against God in their system. So let me start getting to the news here. I pragmatically know why Trump's doing everything he's doing. The U.S. is $38 trillion in debt. The Democrats attacked Russia and on purpose with the Chinese to drive everything into bricks. We were about to lose the dollar. Trump's made all the right moves to move the jobs back to the industry, the rare earth, the technology. He's got most of the countries lined up to do it. He's got to grab the Panama Canal that we built. Strategically, he's got to push the Chinese out of Venezuela, which he's doing. The Iran thing is for Israel. Israel's already dominated the whole region. They're already winning. Why do they want to go further? Because Netanyahu can't ever have it stop. And you know once they get Iran, it'll be something else. And it's just, it's wrong. And it's not because I got some hard-on for the Israelis or something. I got a hard-on for not blowing the planet up. So Trump then says he wants Greenland, that's got, and then their government finally figured it out. It's hundreds of trillions of dollars. And the territorial waters around Greenland, and Greenland's big. It's distorted the maps. It looks even bigger than it is, but it's big. It's like, what, 60% of the size of the U.S. or something? It's got every damn thing you can imagine. Rare earth minerals, oil, gas, everything. And the U.S. saved it from the Nazis in World War II. There was like 8,000 people living there. And we have an agreement in perpetuity to have our lease and stay there. But Trump knows the Chinese and others are moving in. That's why he's trying to move in. He said, if it ain't us, it's them. And what do you think Manifest Destiny is? What do you think the Monroe Doctrine is? You don't think we didn't grab stuff before? And I'm not even endorsing that at this current rate. But people saying, oh, this is the old neocon stuff. No, the neocons were invading countries for globalist interests. We took over Iraq and gave the oil to China. I'd have been against it, period. We got plenty of oil here. But that's why Trump, instead of invading Iraq to give it to China under the Bushes, he's gone into Venezuela so China doesn't get it. The opposite policy. And you got these ignoramuses that only know about Israel, so they project everything is about Israel. And Israel's trying to run everything. It's certainly involved in most stuff, but no, Trump's policies in the Americas, it has nothing to do with Israel. And that's why the globalists are so pissed. Will Israel try to piggyback on all that? Absolutely. But we're talking about real politics here. So Trump has said anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable ahead of crunch talks. He said we're ready to invade. I've confirmed he's had the Pentagon prepare a plan to seize control of the island. And the island, it's a damn continent, basically. It's not called a continent. The argument is there's 40,000 people there. We built the main bases. We moved the people in. We have an agreement to protect our agreement. It doesn't matter. In the real world, it's all about exercise of power. So you wanted America first. You wanted America back. You want your debit card to still work. You want gasoline still to work. And I'm just telling you right now, this. He doesn't want to bankrupt you. He doesn't want you to go to war with Russia. He doesn't want social control of your life. But he said, I'll come in and I'll get your prices lowered and I'll get your taxes cut. He's doing all that. But he said, I'm going to make America first. I'm going to grab stuff. And the whole world and all of history is about grabbing stuff. So stop being naive about that. The left loved the communist crap in Cuba. They loved all of it. But grabbing the Panama Canal we built, kicking the Chinese out of Venezuela, cutting off Cuba, those are all boss moves. And they've got real chances of succeeding, high probabilities. Iran, no, sir. It's going to be a giant civil war any way you slice it with at least five factions. And they got even worse Islamic groups over there. And this is a big mistake. And it's like everything connected to Netanyahu, it's a curse. And you know Iran's got hidden nukes. They might actually hit Israel, or Israel could false flag itself, folks. And then we're off the races. And you just, you know, Pakistan will start nuking India. And just, it's just, we're so close in all the war games. I don't just tell you this stuff. You can go read the Pentagon and the different foundation war games, the RAND corporations. I've read so many, I don't even want to read them anymore because I already know it. We are so close to killing ourselves. And there's this normalcy bias that just goes on and on. Everything's fine. Oh, yeah, you know, let's just go play. I mean, I could go play golf with my buddies and have a Porsche and polish it all day and just watch shows and everything's fun and go to the movies. And, you know, it's like these aren't serious men. We had serious men before us that busted their asses to build a civilization. And they weren't perfect. But they were serious people. It's like Trump. He doesn't respect somebody at the White House unless they work 14 hours a day. He doesn't like you until you work 18. You want to be Trump's confidant, start working 20 hours a day. Because when everybody else is asleep at 2 a.m., you'll be in there with him writing memos. And it's not even an act with him. He's so alive. At 79, he can't turn it off. I don't know if folks know him well. Most days, he can't even sleep. Now, he does drink a case of Diet Coke, very poisonous, and as a stimulant, but the point is the fact he's still alive is just insane. But I get that. Like, you're alive. What is the point of sitting around with your thumb up your butt? Now, you have to understand, our debt is so huge that if we don't increase tax revenue by cutting taxes, that actually increases some of the studies. Reagan proved that. It's been proven many times. If we don't innovate out of this with major game-changing revolutionary innovations that they have on the shelf that Trump's trying to push out, and if we don't grab stuff that was always ours and we have on the books is ours, the whole world sees the ledger. So if we've got Greenland, we got Panama, we got Venezuela, they're all going to go, A, this guy isn't playing around, and B, now all these resources are on the U.S. balance sheet that are bigger than the debt. You take Venezuela and Greenland's natural resources alone, it's way bigger than the debt. You can also revalue the gold, which we told you was coming a year ago. Now they're saying they're going to do it from $40-something an ounce. That's what the government listed as. Up to way above its current rate today. By the way, did I tell you 2 years ago or 26 months ago, get into silver and gold after 14 years not promoting it? And did it do exactly what I told you? Of course it did. Because I wasn't going to tell you something to do unless it was an absolutely sure bet. I had family by week ago. They go, Alex, silver's at $80. We pulled back from 85. You really think we should buy it? And I said, I'm not going to spend 10 hours explaining it to you. I said, have I been wrong very often? They said, no, not since you were a little boy. And I said, buy silver. It's up $10 since I told them to buy silver a week ago. And I'm not going to go through a 10-hour discussion of why I know that. I've already done it with guests. I already laid it out. And it's not even hard to know. this stuff is so simple, people. It's not even hard. In fact, let's look at where silver is today. It's up like $10 today. And I got friends calling me up. Oh, I bought silver at 78. It's at 82. Should I sell it? And I'm just like, sure. Do you listen to the show? Well, I listen. Heard you say you think it's going to be a bull market for 10 years. Well, that's what I think then. You think you're going to call me up privately? I'm going to give you something else. You're going to get exactly the same advice on the phone. In fact, on the phone, I'm probably lazy. I just want to answer your question. I'm on air so much. This is where you get the truth. In fact, it's all here. It's all on air. And that's what's so insulting to me is when people I've known for decades call me up and they say, hey, do you really mean what you just said on air? And I'll just sit there and go, what do you mean by that? I get this all the time still. Well, I mean, you think I'm risking my life? Understand the universe? There's people that don't want to lie to you, and then I've proven it. And that's why I've got endless lines of liars saying I'm a sellout or I'm state media or I'm controlled because they don't want you to know that there are people that aren't controlled. They don't want you to know that you're not controlled. You can look in the mirror. You know you're real. Stop acting like there aren't good people. Stop acting like we can't beat the enemy. Stop bowing down. I got a clip of this, and I didn't mean to sing all this out because I see this stuff constantly, but I just chose this one where I'm state-run media, and people go, oh, God, he covered his state-run media. That's how we get him. No, that just sends us more people. But state-run media means you're paid by the government and you put out a talking point. Well, let me tell you, I ain't got no talking points here. Like that scene in the headline when they deposed my dad like 4 years ago. Did 6 or 7 times the Democrat Party because I had him at the supplement company so he wouldn't have a heart attack working for me. He had heart problems. He was managing a bunch of dental offices. And they kept asking, they said, where's the documents? Who gives the orders? Who's in charge here? Where did he come up with this? Where did he come up with that? Is there a plan? And my dad goes, there is a plan. And they go, really? Really? What's the plan? Who creates the plan? He goes, it's in his head. What's hard about my plan? They want to put men and women sports. They want to flood us with the prisons of the world. My plan isn't hard. They want to feed us poison GMO food. Ban it. They want to give us poison shots full of SV40 cancer virus. Had articles about that day confirming it all. What? My plan is even hard. You don't have to be smart to do this. Like, what is my plan? My plan is not to be a psychotic demon and try to destroy everybody around me when I'm a fellow human. But they sued me over and over and over again. And the depositions and the interrogatories, I'd say, where's the money? Who's the boss? Take us to the leader. The writers, the editors, the crew members, the janitors. They're like, who's the boss? Who's the boss? Because, see, they're all minions. They get orders. They couldn't imagine there was an organization kicking their ass up and down the street that wasn't being given specific orders on everything to say and how to say it. They practice everything they say. Take Harrison Smith or Brianna Morello or anybody. Ask them. Have I ever come in there and told them what to say? I may say, here's an article. I may want this guest on. Or, hey, did you see this? I walk in, hey, this is on TV right now. That's it. They'll tell you I've never told them one time what to say or do. I saw them, thought they were smart. I may agree with 90% of it. Doesn't matter. I think they're good people. I feel good about them. Put them on air. And then I don't have to worry about it. Don't control what they say. This is real here, folks. This is not going to take your calls. My pet peeves when you call in and say, can I talk about this? What do you make you talk about it? You called in. Talk about whatever you want. I got a bunch of clips, a bunch of news coming up. I kind of was ranting there. It's about philosophy, which is very, very important. There is good in the universe, and you are it, folks. God made you. Remember that. God made you. Devil's biggest trick is that good doesn't exist.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
But confess.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
All right, let me get through a bunch of this news clips here I've been mentioning.
And now someone is getting all your best.
Europe is sending troops into Greenland to oppose Trump. Germany, Denmark, you can't make this up. So they announced yesterday they're sending troops. And then today they say, oh, we're ready to negotiate. Now, again, Denmark gave in the 50s independence. But you read the contract, it's not really there. Just like Canada claims they're outside the British Empire, they're not. The Queen can cancel Parliament. She has a governor general. Same thing with Australia. They're not free. And Trump's just calling the bluff. This is so America first. Grab the son of a bitch. Grab it. We've been for 40 years being sold out to the world and signing everything over. You want America first. You don't want your dollar to go belly up. You want no tax on tips. Trump's doing everything for the people right now. And the numbers are coming in. It's starting to work. The Danish foreign minister says they're now to work with the U.S. to find a common way forward on Greenland. See, you want somebody to stand up? Trump's doing it. Go to that clip. Here it is.
And we therefore still have a fundamental disagreement, but we also agree to disagree. And therefore we will, however, continue to talk. We have decided to form a high-level working group to explore if we can find a common way forward. The group, in our view, should focus on how to address the American security concerns while at the same time respecting the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark. We expect that such a group will meet for a first time within a matter of weeks. And then I will pass the floor to my colleague from Greenland, Vivian Mosfeldt.
Methinks you protest too much. Speaking of Denmark. So, they're stalling. The EU's ally with China now. It launched this war with Russia to weaken the U.S. for China. Trump knows that. He's sophisticated. Talk about 3D chess. He's been Reddit on this. And China has got its submarines, but its political operatives there taking control of the 40,000 people. We have to move. The Chi-Coms are there. And I wish Trump would just explain that. He said the Chinese are taking over. Well, explain it. They're taking over Canada, too. So just tell us. We already know. I know, but tell the public. He said China's about to get it. We're not going to let that happen. Don't wait while they send in the German troops and the rest. Put 10,000 Marines in tomorrow. Because now they've already wound up the government asking for trillions of dollars and all the rest of this crap. And again, you say, well, that's mean. Well, we're about to give it to China. Now they'll have that on their seat. Now they'll win. And if we lose the dollar, you're going to be in an endless depression and you're going to be homeless, most of you. And that's true. That's the Great Reset. That's the austerity. So, yeah, I'll say it at the end of the day. I didn't want to get here. I wanted to fix it 1776, stop the global financial war 8-9 years ago. I wanted to have peace and stuff. We're already way past that line. Now it's who's going to eat. And listen, record this show. Mark this down. If Trump is successful in a couple of years, when you're starving to death, I want you to remember this. This isn't hype. This is life and death. Now, if Trump says we're going to invade Russia and break him in five parts, I'll call for his impeachment. No, that's the Democrats. If Trump says we're going to invade Africa and take Nigeria, no. He's only bombing the Muslims. But when it's in our sphere and key, and we already made the deals, and it's key with our enemies coming in, grab it. And don't give $100,000 per 40,000 citizens. Give them $10 million. The majority already say they'll take $100,000, just give them $10 million. What's 10 million times 40? Do the math, guys. Times 40,000. It's chicken feed. Trillions in oil and gas. And again, we deny it to China. And then we pump it and lower prices for everybody, which Trump did. He got Saudi Arabia to cut oil prices massively. No American president ever got that done. And when people say that hurts U.S. oil companies, he said, if other countries can't get cheap energy, they can't buy our goods. I want to help the whole world. Yes. Yes. Make energy cheap. Bring out the suppressed technologies, which Trump's gearing up to do. He's got a major working group on all these free technologies, all the zero point. That's why they're so pissed. They're already announcing it. It's about to all happen. Because Trump's like, why should we suppress innovation? Well, a bunch of jerks want to keep us poor. That's why. Trump is the opposite of a feudal lord. He's so full of bravada, chutzpah, confidence. He doesn't see you doing well as a threat to him. He sees that as making everybody well and wealthy, which is a normal view, like of RFK's uncle, JFK. He said, a rising tide raises all ships. That's an anti-feudalist mindset. I remember growing up, like, my parents were nice, and they wouldn't buy me a lot of stuff, but I went and had jobs and stuff, so whatever I wanted, I'd have. I had the money, so I said, you know, I'm getting a four-wheeler. Okay, it's your money. Oh, now I'm getting a dirt bike. Sure, get a dirt bike. And we lived on the edge of Dallas. There were all these fields and stuff of the railroad and all this public land I could ride on. we'd go out and do all this insane stuff, lucky to be alive, and the neighbors would be like, God, your parents are really nice to buy you this dirt bike. They're so nice. And I don't even say that, well, I pay for it myself, but the point was is that I always had an attitude of just, I never got jealous of somebody because they had a hot girlfriend, you know what I mean? Or if the neighbor had a new nice car, I'd say, oh, the neighbor just got a new Jaguar. And I'd see the next neighbor, well, I'm playing at the kid's house. They said, look at that son of a bitch. How about he stole money to that Jaguar? I can't believe they've got that Jaguar. I remember being like 8 years old, sitting there in this person's living room, looking out at the neighbor with their new Jaguar, and they were jealous and mad at the neighbor that had a new Jaguar. I was just like, why? It's a nice... But you got to understand the globalists. They don't like you having success, folks. That's why that line from There Will Be Blood, such a great book and such a great movie, where he says, I have a competition in me. I don't like to see other people do well. Well, see, I'm not like that. And Trump isn't like that. I know you're not like that. We have to get in the mindset of a Chuck Schumer, of a Bill Clinton, of a King Charles. They don't want you doing well. So Trump says anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable ahead of crunch talks. Buying Greenland could cost as much as $700 billion. Yeah, that's what the total value is right now of discovered stuff. It's way higher, but it's not extracted. Who's going to come get it? Who's going to come get it out? You go with Trump, I guarantee you he'll give the Greenlanders three times what the Chi-Coms will. Denmark sends military enforcements to Greenland. I've got articles right here. Germany sending troops. Germany can't even find its way out of a wet paper bag. But nevertheless, they're doing it. Germany to send reconnaissance troops to Greenland. Look at this. Talk about a toothless operation. So see, it shows you everything's up for grabs. All right, let me hit this because I mentioned this earlier, and I'm not singling these guys out. And the crew reminded me, this is Tim Dillon's former producer. I just saw this video this morning, and I've been thinking about covering this, and I see this constant talking point. So I'm not singling this person out. I just see it constantly. Alex Jones is state-run media. Alex Jones works for Trump. Alex Jones is a puppet. No, when Trump does good things, I promote it. When he does stuff I disagree with, I'm against it. But Trump compared to the Democrats is night and day. I'm the guy creating the trends, not following the trends. I love what RFK Jr. is doing, banning the mRNA shots, taking the mercury out, banning the fluoride in the water, all that's happening. But then when we got bad people like Pam Bondi or Todd Blanche, I want them removed, and I'm bitching at Trump about it. And listeners that are pro-Trump get confused. They go, well, wait, you said Trump's great here, but he's horrible there. Can't you get that? It's like a steering wheel. This way is good, that way is bad. So I don't attack these guys to attack them, and I don't expose them because it's hurting me. I want them to grow up because they know putting out a headline like this is good for them. Look at the headline. Alex Jones and Joe Rogan are state-run media. State-run media means you're funded by the government. State-run media means you're told what to say. I'm not told what to say by anybody. But that's how you're bigger than somebody on air 32 years. Bigger than somebody that exposed all these terms that most people now know is because of our work. You just say that person isn't real. They're state-run. I'm good, though. It'd be like somebody's never even won a Little League baseball game. And they want to say Babe Ruth doesn't know how to play baseball. It's not about measuring myself up next to these guys. I just saw this video, use them as an example. It's about the patheticness of misrepresenting what I say and what I do. I love the borders being controlled. I love Trump getting ready to cut off all the funding to blue cities that are allowing human trafficking and slavery. I love Trump trying to stop the Ukraine war. I love Trump standing up for national sovereignty. So I promote the good he does. And I build more cachet with the public to motivate them when I see something bad. If the public agrees with me and I give the reasons, we now put pressure on Trump to do the right thing. Because we know the Democrats don't want to do the right thing. We know with Trump, we've got a really good shot of it, and most of the time we do. So let's explain this. I'm not state-run media. I am the state. I don't get orders. I give the orders. Let me tell these talk show hosts and others, I'm not state run. I am the state. Do you understand that? No, it's a trick question. In a republic of we the people, it's the grassroots and the populace that control things. Politics is downstream from populism. You are the media. You are the captain, like the Somali says in Captain Phillips. When I say I am the state, I don't just mean me. I mean the public. Men and women raising children, working hard, miners and farmers and police officers and school teachers and people at cafeterias and people that clean house. We're all people that take care of babies. We are the state, the human state of the world. We are the body politic. We are the people. So I'm not state media. I am the state. Not the fake governmental facsimile trying to tell us it's the state. I represent the will of the populist, the will of human humanity. And I've bent the will of the state, the globalist state, to our aims. I'm here to make the system bow. I'm here to crush the globalists. I'm here to stop corporate tyranny, totalitarianism, communism, fascism, Islamic fascism, Israeli control of the U.S., any of it. And my track record is clear. So my defense of this truth is not a defense of myself. It's defense of the reality and the power of the people. I'm not state run. I am the state. Because the state is the person. We are above the government. In a republic, it's the people and the government, God above us. Whether you believe in God or not, Jefferson said, by putting us above the state and God above us, the state can only be God. To quote Emperor Palpatine, I am the Senate. It's treason then. I create the research. I create the talking points. I create the trends. And so do you. But I've particularly done it, and I want you to do what I've done. I want you to realize the power you have. A globalist wants you to think you're weak. A globalist wants to think you have no power. A globalist wants you to think there is no good in the universe. There's so much good, it's pathetic, but you won't use it. Because anybody that sticks their head up and actually gets power with the people gets accused immediately by the armchair quarterbacks of being the state-run media. When we are the state of humanity, the state of consciousness, the state of the zeitgeist, the state of human will. Let's hear a few minutes of these guys. Here it is.
Rogan used to be this conspiracy guy who was remember when he was like mocking Christians?
Well, let's stop right here. This is all so retarded. I'm going to start over. Joe, legitimately, I've known him like since 1998, was an atheist. Joe wasn't the conspiracy theorist and disagreed on chemtrails and everything else. Then under the California lockdowns, everything, and I told him, he apologized and said, you were right, and totally woke up. So he didn't sell out to Trump. He said, I'm done with the Democrats because he'd been a liberal, supported Bernie Sanders. And that's all known. But I had the conversations, long dinners with him. I told you it was coming years before it happened. Oh, he used to be the conspiracy guy, but then he sold out to Trump. Sold out to Trump. What does that even mean? It's just all lies, folks. No, we won the populist movement. Rogan then fully joined us. It's a sign of our victory. We are the state. It's not that we're state run. Then they go into me, though, and how I am this. All I get's persecuted supporting Trump when he does good. And overall, it's good, so I defend him. All I get's lawsuits and hate and attacks. I could snap my fingers, join the globalist, hundreds of millions of dollars like that. But they act like, because they're sociopaths, obviously, that I'm doing stuff for monetary reasons because that's how they are. So sick. Go back to them.
Rogan used to be this conspiracy guy who was talking. Remember when he was like mocking Christians?
No.
He used to like make fun of
people. Don't know this, but about 3 years ago, I said, Joe believes in God now and believes in Jesus. I'm not talking about our private conversations, but he's had some experiences people have. I'll leave it at that, like their girls. But you know, Joe goes to church every week. I'm going to stop right there. Joe prays every day now. So just because somebody mocked Christians before and believed in evolution before, but now knows he was lied to. Can't somebody change? No, no, you're the God. You decide. But Jesus said, those of you that accuse people of not converting, you're in big trouble. These are little devils. Listen to him.
Now he's like this red, this red state. I mean, he's just state media now.
Well, like he's
at the inauguration watching Trump get sworn in. Yeah. And then at the same time, he'll go back on his show and he'll be like, I'm just a comedian. I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you inform people how they should vote. So you must think that you know what is best for people. Like you can't dismiss yourself as just a comic anymore. You're actually saying like, no, I'm happy I swayed the... He said it on his show, I'm happy I swayed the election to some extent. So you do think you know what's best for people.
Yeah, Paul, again, total straw man. Every once in a while he'll be on the subject of science or something. He'll just say, I'm just a comedian, I'm not sure about this. But most of the time he says he's 100% sure. More straw man by these little men. Little men want to say somebody isn't real. Let's continue.
People. So your political opinions and everything, you are trying to push the culture a certain way. And look, I'm glad Trump won. I'm glad. I hope the groceries come down, okay? But regardless, he's state media now.
It pauses.
That's what he is.
So he knows Trump's still super popular. So he's like, look, I'm pro-Trump. I just want to attack his big supporters, put their necks out. Continue.
He's state media. He's not like, oh, I'm just an idiot. I don't know shit. No, you are the state media. You might as well. You should just be recording from the White House.
It pauses again. State media is paid by the government, given talking points. Not true. Continue.
That's fine. I don't give a shit, but don't call yourself a comic who's just trying to make like fart jokes and stuff.
You know what's even sadder than that?
Yeah, fart jokes.
Alex Jones is like state media now.
Yeah, so Alex is... This Sad. Is a big fall from grace. With yep. Alex is constantly defending Trump's... Mm-hmm. Anything Trump and Elon do, Alex is just eating the poop out of their buttholes.
It's embarrassing. It's hard to watch.
I know. To Alex go from where he was to now he's defending like the billionaires and the tech oligarchs and defending the president of the United States. Unfortunately, power corrupts, right? Mm-hmm. And they have totally, they got him in the pocket now.
He went from
they being, got him right in the pocket.
He went from being at the top to being a bottom.
He did.
It's hard to see.
It's really sad. I still love him, but it's sad to see what he's become.
All right, so let's respond to this. Let's respond to this. No tax on tips, controlling the border. RFK Jr. banning mRNA shots, banning the fluorides coming out of the water, the dyes, all these giant things that are happening. I promote the good and think, God, Kamala's not in, and then freak out all day about the bad Trump's doing. And demand indictments and demand action. And then that becomes, I'm eating poop out of Trump's butthole. Just gross and gay jokes. Because obviously these guys obviously haven't had women. So they just want to make a joke, you know, about I was on top, now I'm on bottom. It's just, hey guys, I understand you're virgins. I'm mad at you. You're not meant to breed, though. You got bad genes, okay? Obviously. So women smell good genes, sonny boy. So... It's I don't know what I mean. It's just so sad. There's people like this that sit there and misrepresent everything we're doing. They're not trying to single these guys out. I see so many of these videos because that's their talking point. Oh, loyal opposition, controlled opposition. He does this for Trump. And then there's all the pro-Trump people that are mad when I criticize Trump. I'm consistent. I'm consistently right. It's what I stand for. And that's it. Now, let's have some fun. I don't know. I'm out of time. I may have to do this tomorrow. Because I wanted to get into black pill versus white pill. I criticize extreme white pill, where everything's fine. We've won. Go to sleep. Eat popcorn. Versus black pill. Nobody's real. So I want to get to that, too, because it's about philosophy. We have exponentially more people awake now to the globalists than ever. The globalists are in deep trouble. But we can't just oppose the globalist. We have to have an alternate plan. And that means we have to work through the government when people that are friendly to us are in to get what we want. And so if they think me not abandoning Trump because that's the trendy thing to do because we're getting so much done is stupid, well, that's because you're stupid. And if it makes you feel big and powerful to say I'm a traitor and you're not, and makes you feel like a big man, then great, big boy. Do it. I didn't get into a lot of the big stuff. I messed up. Man, I'm really backed up here. I'm going to shoot some special reports today that'll be up on X and Rumble, because I got to get to this. But I just want to thank the listeners for their prayer. And I appreciate all of you, because we're in this together. What an adventure. I'm so honored to be here and just so thankful to you, because I got a lot of fight in me. And I love justice and I love the truth, but I couldn't do it without you. And so every day, every hour, I just thank God for you, the smart people. You're black, you're white, you're old, you're young, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, you're this or that. You love freedom and you are supporting us. And I salute you for keeping us in the fight. Spread the word, pray for the broadcast, share the articles, videos, and whatever you do, go to thealexshowstore.com. Because you're the people. You want to know who finances us? Look in the mirror, it's you. Today's the last day for 40% off store-wide on top of other major discounts. Just at checkout, 40% off the top. You also have only 3 days left to enter anything you buy, T-shirt, a methylene blue, anything. 50X entries in the sweepstakes to win the super souped-up Ford Raptor plus $10,000 cash, $9,000 value. And for the next 3 days, it goes to the next offer, too. Every order placed today gets you 50X entries to win the Raptor. That's the old offer that's about to end on Friday, plus our brand-new giveaway, a Ford F-250 diesel, fully loaded, $10,000 cash as well. The sale ends tonight. The sale for 40% off the deal on the Raptors and the F-250 diesel goes through Friday. And we have the new permutation with limited edition, Live as Fire with its Beauty, 1940s pinup girl, 10-inch stainless steel dagger with brass knuckles murdered out and skull crusher. That is about to sell out. Limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com. Finally got more of these in, but we're doing 2,000 with the pinup girl, another 2,000 with the Crusader deal. This is almost sold out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It'll be the reason we'll always stay on the air. All right, I'm about to end this transmission. And we will continue on, obviously, with the War Room. You'll find that at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. Look for the InfoWars live feed and share it. Harrison Smith is always doing a great job.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.